We're speaking to Phil Simmons, West Indies head coach. Phil, I'm sure you're very happy with the success in the ODI series, and not only the success, but the way the team has been going about the business. And I'm sure the T20s present another opportunity to play well and to look after business.
Yeah, the attitude has been great. Can't fault them in the preparation. I think even today is the only day the T20 squad are together, and everyone look like they're into things and they want to do well. They want to do well for West Indies cricket team. So that's been the great part that I've enjoyed so far. And let's see how we start tomorrow.
And you talk about tomorrow, that's the first T20 international. Afghanistan, a very good team in all formats. They've proven that. What do you think would be the game plan looking ahead?
Their game plan is similar. Their game plan revolves around mostly Rashid Khan and Mujib in the bowling and Asghar Afghan and a couple others in the batting. So it's going to be a similar game plan, but then we have to make sure that we as intense and up for it as we were with the ODIs. So counteract all their weapons, and then we have a chance to win.
So you'll be calling for the same level of energy and intensity that you had for the ODIs?
Well, you're calling for that same level of intensity and just the attitude in all formats now, because that's what you need. You need the attitude as a team, as a squad, to have that intensity and have that respect for the game you're playing and the opponents, and therefore you have to put everything into it. So hopefully we all come with that tomorrow.
And this is the first game as you look forward to defending the World T20 title. I'm sure you've got approximately 20 games coming up, 20 T20 games coming up, but I'm sure this is the first one towards that journey of winning back the trophy.
Yeah, it is the first of 21 coming up between now and the World Cup, and it's the start of our plans. It's the start. The guys who in there have the first opportunity, and it's up to them to hold on to it until we get to name in that final 15 for the World Cup. But the plan is started, and we see how we play in this and who comes in, who falls out, and by the time we get to August, we should be knowing who is our best 15 or 16 players to go to the World Cup.
What have you made of the conditions at the stadium? It's a very big ground, fantastic facility. What have you made of the pitches first and then the outfield?
Early on, I think the first two ODIs, the pitches were good. The last one, the pitch was a good batting wicket. But it's a different type of soil to what we play in the T20s on. The T20s is more of a southern India soil. So I'm not sure how it will play. But all I can say is the last time we played a T20 here, Rohit Sharma scored 100, so it must be a good batting wicket. So let's take that as a positive and look forward to tomorrow.
Okay, and finally, the ODI team did extremely well. Kieran Pollard, his first opportunity to lead the team, winning 3-0. What have you made of the way Pollard's handled this squad?
I think he's been extremely professional with everyone. He's let everyone know what he expects of them. From there, is that then we've made sure that the intensity has to be there in everything we do, and it showed on the field that guys were running about, diving about everything. So there's a certain amount of respect for Polly in the fact that he's stood up and he said, right, this is the way we want to do things, this is the way we're going to do it, and we've started well. Let's hope that that's the start of a long tenure and a successful tenure.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much.